Chapter 15. Matthew's Office. The business class cabin was almost full, mostly with Russians, but Jack nodded and spoke to a couple of British businessmen as he loaded his bag into the locker. Once seated, he made a quick call to Nicole to let her know he would be home later that day. His next call was to his brother Matthew. The Aeroflot flight took just over 3.5 hours from Moscow to Heathrow, and the chauffeur car had Jack at Vauxhall House a few minutes before midday. Matthew Sterling was in a meeting when Jack arrived at his outer office.
"He should be finished shortly, sir," said the secretary. "Can I get you a drink while you wait?"
Jack smiled.
"Oh yes, I'd love some tea, please, Victoria."
Big Ben chimed 12:30 as the door to Matthew's office opened. Jack nodded to a couple of smartly dressed men as Victoria showed them out. She turned quickly.
"You can go in now, sir."
Holding the inner door open, she said, "Mr. Castle, sir."
"Jack, come in," said Matthew.
"Thank you, Victoria. Can I have some tea, please? You want some, Jack?" Jack shook his head.
"Just had some, thanks."
Then sat down in front of the big desk. After the door closed, Matthew looked at his brother.
"You look tired."
"I'm okay. Sorry to barge in on you."
"Not a problem. So what else do you have on our friend Mason?"
"Right. I managed to get into Lubyanka and see Bogdan. He confirmed the Moscow Mafia took delivery of the opium back in 2003.
A knock on the door interrupted the conversation.
"Come in."
Victoria put the tray down on the corner of his desk. Matthew smiled.
"Thank you, Victoria. No calls for now, please."
"Of course, sir."
"Go on, Jack," said Matthew.
"Bogdan told me as much as he could in the short time we had, which was good, as it corroborated the info we had about the old KGB airfield in Kamenka."
"Still doesn't prove the Mafia actually took delivery, Jack. No offence intended, but it's just the word of a dodgy Russian."
Jack grinned.
"Eh, is that all right?"
"But he's solid when it comes to friendship and would definitely not bullshit me."
Matthew stood up and poured a cup of tea.
"Still doesn't prove anything, though."
"Ah, well, there's more."
"Go on."
"I got a visit from the mob during the night. They took me from my suite and drove me out to a secret location north of Moscow."
"Secret?"
"I was hooded, so I've no idea where it was. It was about a 90-minute drive out of the city, but I'll get to that in a second."
"Sorry, go on," said Matthew.
"So I get to meet the boss, and it turns out it's the guy Bogdan works for, Alexei Kurigin."
"Bogdan's saved his son's life, yeah?"
"That's right, the very same. So we're all pals now, and when I tell him we're not interested in his business, we're after that bastard Mason, he opens up."
"Really? They're usually pretty tight-lipped when it comes to their business dealings."
"Of course they are. But when I told him Mason was killing off everyone who was involved, he was happy to chat."
"But Alexei Kurigin was not on Charlie Webster's list."
"I know, and I'll get to that in a second. Kurigin confirmed a deal was done with an American colonel called Mickelson."
Matthew stood up and went to the window.
"He's one of the men who were killed a few days ago."
"Right."
Jack stood up and joined his brother at the window.
"So Kurigin tells me they paid almost $1 billion for the cargo. $600,000 was paid into several bank accounts in the Caymans. The rest was paid in diamonds and smuggled into the States, through Alaska and Canada."
Matthew shook his head.
"Jesus, Jack, these fuckers don't mess about."
"You haven't heard the best part."
Jack took out his smartphone and spent several seconds swiping the screen and then passed it to his brother.
"Take a look at this."
Matthew put on his glasses and slowly scrolled through the files.
"These are the bank accounts in the Caymans."
"That's right. You'd better download them now. Keep them safe."
"This is fantastic, Jack. Anything else?"
"Yeah, one last thing. Grigory Markov, Bogdan's brother, drove me out to the airport this morning. He told me the word on the street is Alexei Kurigin was killed last night. Apparently the whole house was destroyed. I was in that house and it was huge. It would have needed a lot of explosive to destroy the place."
Matthew sat down at his desk.
"Or a missile."